Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, with us. Tom, I know you don't like moral victories, but that's a pat on the back to your team. Boy, did they play hard in that third period, never gave up.
Oh, heck yeah. We got a point out of that thing, Schultzy. Points are critical, whether it's one or two. The bottom line is we'll take that point. No, it sucks not winning the game. We want to win the game. But, I just thought, again, our guys responded well, and we were down two. And, capitalize and convert on a 6-on-4. No, it was I was proud of the guys.
Owen Sillinger's goal there is 100th career point. From that point on, I think he dominated every aspect of the game.
Oh yeah, he did. He had a lot of jam after that. I'm with you, Schultzy.
He is in pretty darn elite company right now, over 100 points.
Absolutely.
You can't do that by fluke. You can't do that by taking nights off, can you?
No. One thing about Owen, his points are honest points too, and they're honest points. He doesn't have many points that aren't honest. You know, he plays the game the right way.
So they take the penalty. You opt to pull Matias and go 6-on-4. Gut decision there?
Well, it's 6-on-4. You got an extra guy for puck recovery, to attack. There's a lot of things. You have to. It's hard. Hey, we scored one goal in 57 minutes. What the heck? We got to put some numbers there. We knew they were going to be, obviously, with 6-on-4. They were going to stay tight and compact. So, and then, you know, we won their face-off. So, no, really, it was an easy decision.
As tight and compact as they are, that's a tough play for Elias to get that thing through.
Well, what happened is, they got extended. The puck goes to the corner, and then they got extended. And they started running around a little bit, and that's when we went, we were opportunistic. And I thought that was a penalty, too. I thought they had a penalty in the corner there right before the goal. I think we should have had a power play in my eyes, but I'll go look at it right now.
3-on-3 overtime comes, and I certainly don't fault Kyle Lowe for shooting that shot, but in 3-on-3, you miss the net, and it's coming back the other way.
Well, mostly here, and we talked about that, mostly here because everything funnels. We said on the flip side, if they miss the net, let's get going, get on our horse, and let's get moving up ice.
I don't know how Alex Iarullo was able to get back into that play like he did.
Well, he's got good legs. And, it was bad ice, too. Bad ice. So.
Well, and the goal that they got, the first goal, that's a smart pass from Owen to Rosie, and the puck just jumps his stick. And that was three and a half minutes into the game, and the puck's bouncing like that.
No, nothing you can do. Nothing you can do there, Schultzy.
Wildly entertaining, Tom.
Thanks, buddy.